Hey everyone. I have to share something that completely blew my mind today. Tether, the issuer of the leading stablecoin USDT, is quietly holding approximately 97,141 Bitcoin. That massive stash makes them the second largest corporate Bitcoin holder in the entire world.
That is a staggering amount of Bitcoin. But here's the serious part. Despite this massive treasury, Tether remains essentially invisible to traditional market valuation models. It operates as a private company with no publicly traded shares, no quarterly earnings reports, and zero institutional analyst coverage.
It's like trying to value a giant that refuses to show up for the weighing. This creates a huge valuation paradox. Without a public market to set a share price, we simply cannot calculate Tether's true worth using our standard financial metrics. It's incredibly frustrating for anyone trying to get a clear picture.
Precisely. Traditional asset-backed valuations fall short because they ignore Tether's primary revenue engines, stablecoin issuance fees and reserve investment yields. Those are the lifeblood of the operation, yet standard models miss them entirely.
And let's be honest, trying to apply revenue multiples is a total shot in the dark. Their financial disclosures are so opaque, they don't even align with conventional accounting standards. You can't just plug the numbers in and expect a reliable answer.
It creates a scenario where market sentiment pricing is entirely decoupled. This leaves Tether immune to short-term volatility and panic, but it also keeps the company completely opaque to outsiders. You can't measure what you can't see.
I think that's the double-edged sword here. This private status is a massive strategic advantage, but it's also a regulatory flashpoint. It really fuels the ongoing debates about transparency and oversight in the stablecoin sector, doesn't it?
It does. By avoiding a public listing, Tether shields itself from activist shareholders, short sellers, and that relentless market-driven repricing. It gives them the freedom to operate without the daily pressure of public markets.
But we have to emphasize that this Bitcoin accumulation isn't speculative gambling. This is a methodical, reserve-focused strategy. Tether is playing the long game here.
Exactly. The company consistently reinvests profits and reserve yields into Bitcoin, effectively treating it as a digital gold standard to back its balance sheet and operations. It's calculated accumulation, not a gamble.
The implications for the broader crypto ecosystem are profound. Tether's unpriced Bitcoin treasury acts as a hidden stabilizer. It's comforting to know there's this buffer keeping things steady beneath the surface.
It is. During periods of extreme market stress, these holdings provide a strategic buffer that allows Tether to maintain the USDT peg without resorting to panic liquidations or fire sales. That stability is critical for the entire market.
It really highlights how much faith they have in the asset. This quiet, consistent accumulation is a strong, long-term vote of confidence in Bitcoin's trajectory. It stands in such sharp contrast to corporate buyers that treat BTC as just a short-term hedge or a marketing tool.
That distinction is vital. For investors and market analysts, this dynamic highlights a critical blind spot in current financial frameworks. While retail and institutional investors chase publicly traded Bitcoin proxies, the largest private accumulator operates entirely off the radar.
It makes you wonder about the future. Should Tether ever pursue an initial public offering, tokenized equity, or a partial asset listing? The resulting market shock could dramatically redefine how we value crypto-native companies. The ripple effects would be incredible.
Until that day comes, however, Tether's massive, unpriced Bitcoin reserve will continue to operate behind the scenes. It functions as a foundational pillar of global crypto liquidity and market stability. It's the quiet engine keeping the ecosystem moving.
And that's why understanding these hidden financial structures is so essential. As we navigate the next phase of the digital economy, where traditional finance and decentralized assets increasingly intersect, we have to look beyond the obvious. Thanks for diving into this with me.
Always a pleasure. It's a complex landscape, but the more we understand the mechanics, the better equipped we are to see where things are heading. Stay curious, everyone.